Grover Norquist isn't a household name. He's never been elected to public office, just some conservative boards, like the National Rifle Association and others. But Norquist is viewed as a powerhouse in Washington. He's gotten 238 House members and 41 senators to sign his pledge to never raise taxes. Only 13 Republicans in Congress have refused to sign it. In a speech to conservative activists this year, Norquist reaffirmed his vision for the U.S. tax code.
Our job is to say no to tax increases, stop throwing money in the center of the table, put our foot on the air hose, and watch that pile of cash begin to decline.
That's the vision embodied in the pledge. Deviate from it by supporting higher taxes, and conservative activists will turn on you, opening you up to a primary challenge. Critics say the so-called super committee failed to cut trillions of dollars from the national debt because Republicans wouldn't accept enough tax increases to appease the president. They blame Grover Norquist for the ideological rigidity. I took the accusation to Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, which controls spending in the House.
Critics say he has too much clout in the Republican Party that he holds on. What do you think of that?
I have no comment.
But you signed this pledge. Or you did.
I have no comment.
Some Kentucky lawmakers won't even discuss the pledge they signed. Does that mean most of the state's lawmakers are beholden to Grover Norquist? Here's Kentucky Republican Brett Guthrie's response to the question.
Not at all. I mean, nobody forces you to take a pledge to your supporters that you're gonna hold taxes down so that you can grow the economy. I mean, that's just a philosophy I agree with.
Will the GOP be willing to budge on taxes in the next round of the debt debate after this year's elections? No, if it's up to most Republicans in the Commonwealth. On an elevator in the Capitol, Senator Rand Paul explains his opposition to tax increases is about getting the economy moving again.
I think we need to send less money to Washington and leave more money in the private sector.
Kentucky Republican Congressman Ed Whitfield says everything needs to be on the table when it comes to reining in the federal debt. That means revenue increases coupled with spending cuts. That might not make Grover Norquist happy, but Whitfield says he doesn't care.
I, for one, am not a fan of Grover Norquist, and I've never attended anything Grover Norquist has, so... I can't speak for others, but it doesn't make any difference to me what Grover Norquist thinks or doesn't think.
But in the past, you signed his pledge. But that was...
When did I do that?
I believe a few years ago.
I don't recall. I don't recall.
But just because Whitfield isn't a fan of Mr. Norquist doesn't mean he supports President Obama's plan to address the debt.
And I think he's been very short-sighted on that. Instead of just doing a rifle shot, he really should be considering... overall reform that not only talks about tax revenue, but also talks about how do we deal with the mandatory programs.
At the start of the next Congress, economists hope lawmakers in both parties can forge a broad compromise to cut the nation's debt. All eyes will be on Republicans, especially the eyes of Grover Norquist. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.